person wishes to change his circumstances, tries hard to do that, but why doesn't he change himself? If he changes himself, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will change his circumstances. I said, Allah will not change the condition of people until they change what is in themselves. And the kind of betterment and change we would like to bring within our home, town, or in our society. A better and positive change. Are we ready to bring the same change within ourselves or not? Are we ready to change our own self? I don't want to change myself, but my circumstances must change. We think like this, don't we? In other words, I don't want to follow advice of doctor, but I want to become better. It doesn't make sense. It's against nature. So as we are facing problems, issues, calamities, day and night, we keep on praying to get rid of them. But have we ever thought what is our own condition? Let me quote here an authentic hadith. A person is on a journey, and during that he's raising his hands in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he's continuously praying. How will his dua be accepted when he's eating his haram, he's wearing his haram, he's drinking his haram? Such person's dua is not accepted. As per summary of this hadith, when he'll change himself, then his estate will change. As Prophet of Allah Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said to one of his companions that you eat halal food and you'll become that person whose du'as are accepted. You'll become mustajab al-da'wat. Whereas our condition and state is such that every second day we face problems, issues, calamities. Who is there to take us out from darkness and put us into light? Remove difficulty and give us ease. Remove pain and give us relief. Who is that? He is Allah. And he says, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I'll accept it. He will accept dua. Why don't you change yourself to that condition when our du'as are accepted? And Allah shower mercy and help us. And in return, mercy is showered like rain upon us. My request is, whether problem is related to our house or our business, we have physical or spiritual issues. And the one who will solve all our problems is Allah. My kind Rabb. And what we have to do is to do good deeds in order to attain the rahmah and blessing and mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And attain piety. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah's mercy is close to the righteous. Look at your own condition. Try to understand that. Whether you get up for salah or not. Analyze use of foul language you speak. And see your negative thinking and ill opinions about others, films, dramas, music, and the distance you have from your religion, and your negative opinion about your own religion, explaining those meanings of Quran and Ahadith which were not meant by Allah and His beloved Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. There are many evils and deviated ideologies in this day and age, which needs to be challenged and corrected. Try to change yourself, your household, and also your society. And inshallah, through its blessings, your problems will also be sorted.